Hey everyone, my name is W.E. Wallace. This is my intro into my new podcast, Politics is a Dirty Game. I got into politics over 20 years ago during the Clinton scandal. Yeah, that was the time to get into politics. In this podcast, you can join, comment, listen, or criticize. It's all on you, whatever you want to do. I'ma listen. So take this ride with me. November 3rd is right around the corner. Let's get engaged. I'll be waiting. Thank you very much. Hey everyone, this is W.E. Wallace, and this is It's a Dirty Game. I want to say something for a moment. I seen something today, a video of several men of the Rochester Police Department. They murdered a man that had no clothes on, literally butt naked. They put a spit guard, they call it, but it looked like a pillowcase around his head. He had no clothes on. They told him to get on the floor. He laid on the floor, told him to put his hands behind his back. He put his hands behind his back. He cuffed him. Now, I seen him spit, not at the officers. I seen him spit to the side. I seen that. But they put the spit guard on him because I guess they was under the assumption that he had COVID. But then it took a turn for the worse. He started getting agitated. You know, they said his brother called because his brother wanted to help because he thought something was wrong with him for whatever reason. But my thing is, he had no clothes on. He was not a threat at all. Not with all them officers out there. So they holding him down. They have one with his knee in his back. Other two got his face pressed down on the floor. The bottom line, if you could see the video, go watch the video. They killed that man in cold blood. And it's to the point where, you know, it starts touching you so bad that you keep asking yourself, what's up? Like, what's really good with just going around killing men? Mainly black men. For whatever reason, you didn't become an officer for that. Or did you? Because my thing is, you're there to protect and serve. You're not there to make a decision on guilt or innocence. Life or death. That is not your job. You know, so it's heartbreaking, you know, to watch this because it's like you're doing it because this is what you want to do. I want to kill somebody tonight. I want to kill a black man tonight, and I'm just going to go out and do it. And this happened in March, and we just find about it now. You know, because the body cams were released. But the chief said he didn't see nothing wrong, and he didn't see nothing out of place, nothing foul. Go watch the video and see for yourself if you don't believe me. So, now let's get down to politics. The first question was asked of me, who will win the election? My opinion is Joe Biden. The reason I say Joe Biden is because when he picked Kamala Harris as his vice president candidate, it changed the game. See, because believe it or not, Donald Trump had a good chance, because I keep telling you, when you say something over and over and over and over, it starts to sink in. And people really started thinking that Joe Biden was losing his mind, because that's what Trump and all of his followers kept saying. So when he picked Kamala Harris and they did the convention and they realized, oh, there's nothing wrong with him, it started taking a turn. So now I believe Donald Trump is really just throwing spaghetti on the wall, see what sticks right now, because he's in a position where he's down in every poll, battle state. He's losing in almost every poll. I think he's up a point or two in Ohio, but you know, it's not looking good for him. So my answer to that question is, I believe Joe Biden. You know, I believe it's Joe Biden who's going to win this election. Two, will the Dems win back the Senate? Now, there's a strong possibility that it depends on turnout with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. If they win, then of course they will win back the Senate, because most people, when they go on a ticket, they go all Democrat or all Republican. So there's a strong possibility. Will the GOP win back the House? Now, I don't think so, because they have so many seats that, you know, you really have to have a huge turnaround to win back that House, the same way they won, the Democrats won in 2018. So I don't think so. Don't think I'm rooting for the Dem. I'm just giving my answer. What's going on? So I want to, being that I answered the three questions that was asked me, I want to say something. Because a lot of black people feel that their vote don't count. Believe me, it does. Believe me. Because what happens is once you vote and people start seeing that more blacks is registering to vote and more blacks are voting, then your vote becomes so powerful, because you manipulate the election. You are going to be the one who decides who wins and who loses, whether it's a Senate seat, whether it's nationally, locally, all these things count. But we don't believe, black people don't believe that they count, but they do. They really do. So if you vote and you encourage your friends to register to vote and they vote and they start realizing how many millions and millions of black people are voting, then they start realizing, like, black votes are the ones that's most important. Because right now they believe the suburbs are middle class. That's why everybody was talking about helping the middle class. So I need y'all to realize that y'all vote do count. And if you have friends, get your friends to register to vote. Get your family to register to vote, because it's important. It really is. And it will truly help. Believe me. All right. I'm going to see y'all again. This is W.E. Wallace. And it's my podcast. Politics. It's a dirty game.